and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic is about detoxing or cleansing. Whichever word you like, the action for your body is the same. People can reach a certain point in their life and suddenly get diagnosed with some illness. If he or she believes they've lived a clean life, haven't smoked, haven't overdone alcohol, exercised moderately, maybe even not overweight, and then they still get some chronic illness. Well, besides genetics and family background, such a person may feel frustrated as to how something like this could happen. One big thing that can be overlooked, in fact is generally in the mainstream medicine circles, is the idea that people can acquire a toxic burden in their bodies. And without taking some extra steps beyond the norm, things like illness can often happen to this person. Yes, there are things like chemical toxins from pesticides, heavy metals, even plastics in our environment, and these can create problems in people. Even more basic, however, is imperfectly digested food can accumulate in our body's tissues. Where that might be is dictated by the individual's susceptibility. Often, the person may want to identify a food or two that perhaps over time is especially likely to create a problem, and then minimize eating that. Next, we'd need to find out how to detox the body from the burden originating in diet. That isn't about anybody's fault, as all of us need to detox at some point, unless we're very lucky and do everything just about perfectly, or have a fantastic genetic background. Okay, so then how does a person cleanse or detox? Usually, you'd start with some diet changes, and sometimes that's enough to allow the body to get rid of the unwanted stuff in the system. Often, the body needs more than just that, so we need to do a number of methods to strengthen the person and then also provoke the body to initiate and sustain a real cleanse so that the tissues affected are targeted, depending on the person's illness. One way is using low-potency homeopathic medicines in a system called homotoxicology that's designed to do exactly what we're talking about here. There are plants and minerals put together in the microdoses used in homeopathy to provoke specific organ systems to cleanse, such as the liver and kidneys, whose job it is to basically do this anyway. It's always good while detoxing to eat a real clean, easy-to-digest diet, of course. And this can mean many things depending on a person's inclinations and their sensitivities. The most extreme form of this is a water-only fast. But we usually reserve this for more acute times, like during a fever, when your body is really telling you to avoid food anyway. So another example of a detox diet could be avoiding rich, indulgent foods or junk foods, but also, say for a time, avoiding flour products like breads and pasta. A traditional naturopathic way to detox a person is to use hydrotherapy, consisting of alternating hot and cold towels. I like to couple with a muscle stim electrical machine, which strengthens and detoxes the body at the same time, and stimulates the body from inside the cellular system. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.